5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I see assholes like you every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every day.
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one?
Grew up in Queensland and dominated in Victoria.
Put moron number two on the phone.
Dominated worldwide, and I might have your name.
What the hell is wrong with you two?
Listening to the Rush Hour. Triple M. I feel good.
Ah, yes, we do. It's Wednesday. It's Hump Day. And great to have you listening to the Rush Hour. And speaking of Hump Day, Nicholas Revolt, welcome.
What's that mean?
Well, it's in the middle of the week, so well, it's
speak,
a hump.
But speaking of Hump Day, how... Why do I have a link to because of that? Because of that.
How are you?
I'll let Kath know when I get home.
How many kids you got?
Three boys.
All blonde.
Oh, yes.
Well, that's actually probably good. Oh, they're beautiful.
I would have been worried, mate, if one popped out with black hair.
I know. I was looking at it the other day. Beautiful boys, too. Well-dressed, well-groomed. They're going to be spunks, aren't they?
Yeah, they're good boys, Bill.
Nice manners.
That's what you want. Throw them to the mother.
Thank God. But does it cost you nothing? Manners.
They're free.
That's right.
They are free.
Every kid should have them, just like this man has. Hello, Rebsy.
Waited for years. Many doubted we'd ever see it, but here it is. The return to glory.
Oh, of course, the biggest story, Nicholas, that has happened overnight for us anyway, is Tiger Woods and the car crash.
What about waking up to that one this morning?
Wow-wee. Didn't that just spread around? And I'll tell you what, we've got one of the best in the business, the US correspondent for Channel 9 News over there, Barrack for St Kilda. He had Nick Revolt posters on his wall, if you don't mind. His name is Michael Genovese. And we appreciate your time, mate, on the Rush Hour. What is the latest with Tiger, please?
Boys, I'm on the big stage, a little nervous. Thanks for having me. He's currently in hospital. That's the UCLA Harbour Hospital. So that was the closest place they could take him. It's around 15 minutes from where the actual crash took place. Now, the last information that we got was that he was undergoing surgery on both his legs, multiple fractures on his legs, and one shattered ankle. So when you actually see the car crash, though, he's lucky to have walked away with just those injuries. And, I mean, when he was first listed, it was as critical. And I guess all his friends and fans worldwide, they all feared the worst. And everyone just sort of held their collective breaths. But it was police who confirmed that it wasn't critical. He was in a serious condition, which sounds bad, but it's actually quite an improvement. So everyone's just got their fingers crossed, and we're just waiting for some further confirmation, hoping that his condition improves even more this evening.
Well, what about the circumstances surrounding the actual accident, Michael? Has any more come to light as to how and why?
Yeah, well, my initial thought was back to 2017 when he got pulled over and charged with a DUI. And on that day, this is a long time ago now, but on that day he was found with five different substances in his system and he got charged. This time, police say that there was no evidence of any form of impairment prior to the accident. So there's that. That meant that they didn't take a blood sample right there and then. So they've cleared him on the spot from that. And, you know, as far as the environment where he crashed, it was a long, winding sort of turn. And people that we've spoken to who live around there say that it is a problem area and they're often seeing crashes at that spot. There's no signs of any skids on the road, no sign that he had hit the brakes at any point. But when you actually track back and trace back the path of the car, so he was driving in one direction, he's veered across the median strip, plowed through a big welcome sign, taken that with him, then into oncoming traffic, then he's clipped the curve, and that's when the car, this luxury Bentley, mind you, has then flipped several times and ended on its side. Emergency crews took 6 minutes to get him out of there. They had to use an axe to get rid of the windshield of this Bentley so that they could pull him out. They said that he was conscious. He was talking. They described him as lucid and calm when they got to him, and then he was hauled off straight to the hospital where he is now.
Hey, Michael, how big is this story over there? How much media is at the hospital?
I just did a quick lap around the front at the entrance of the hospital because you can't get a position for our camera anywhere near it, really. There's that many journalists, cameramen. It's just packed satellite trucks. And you walk past them and they're speaking different languages. They're speaking with foreign accents. I mean, we've got the foreign accent as well. So such as Tiger Woods, you know, you say he's a household name, he's a global superstar, such as the interest in his well-being right now, and all of them with their fingers crossed waiting for an update.
And you were or are a St Kilda supporter?
Well, actually not, Billy. I'm a West Coast Eagles supporter. I'm from Perth, but in 2004, I had a bet on Nick Riewoldt to win the Brownlow, and he didn't. But I also had a poster of him up on the wall as well growing up. So
I gave it a shake, yeah. Michael, for you at least.
Where'd you come in 2004, Nick?
Oh. I don't know exactly. Top 10. Yeah. I think I was a favourite heading in.
Juddy won.
Yeah.
I got caught up in all the fanfare, mate.
I appreciate the support, though, Michael. Thank you.
Thanks for having me on, boys.
Just a bit awkward, that with the. You've got a poster of Nick up on the wall.
Hey, good on you. Segue, though, Billy, from Tiger into the poster. Smooth.
Yeah. Hey, well done, Mickey boy. Great speaking with you, mate.
Anytime, boys.
Watch it all on Channel 9 News tonight.
And something else we'll have on the news tonight, Billy, a little closer to home, is some footy. We've got some footy games happening back in Victoria. Still, I don't think we're allowed crowds at the moment.
No.
You're not allowed to get out and actually watch, but. We've got football. We've got the pre-season competition starting next week, but the clubs are getting an extra one in. So practice games are starting to happen. And the Hawks today, who a lot of people have tipped to take a bit of a tumble down the ladder this year, Bill, with Sicily and some of those boys out, they played the Bulldogs out at Witten Oval, and the Hawks had a win, Bill.
They had a win. Because the Doggies were leading by 25-30 points at quarter time when I last heard.
Yeah, they got out to a flyer, the Dogs. Yeah. 9 scoring shots to 2 in the first quarter. 4-goal lead, you're right. Hanrahan kicked 3, O'Brien kicked 3, and Lukey Bruce kicked 3 for the Hawks. He's a freak, Luke Bruce. He just
keeps on kicking him. I want to know, the big question.
Yes.
Was there any 50-metre penalties?
There was.
How many?
There was only one, Bill.
Only one.
And guess who gave it away?
It'd be
a kid, wouldn't it?
Yeah, big dopey ruckman.
No. The Bont.
No.
So where do you sit on it, the new rule? Because we saw a clip the other day come out of a practice game.
Yeah.
And people lost their minds. They were taking crazy pills about this one rule.
Yeah.
Do you like it or not?
I'm going to wait and see because I've spoke to a few of the boys down there at the Cattery and they said, it's hard to, because you know, when you're on the mark and you move around and you go side to side, you just obviously can't do that at all.
Can't do it anymore.
So, and every player knows they can't, but it's very difficult in the heat of the battle and you're on the mark and you want to do the right thing. But also, that 45-metre little chip across there to, you know, it opens it up. It's going to open it up.
So. I think we've got to give it a chance. Yeah. So you got to expect that players are going to be pinged. They're going to pay a big price because 50 metres is a big penalty, particularly anywhere through the middle of the ground.
Goal.
Shot on goal.
Yep.
But we've got to give this a chance because I think this could be the ticket to really open the game up and get it moving again.
Steve Hocking was out there today at Witten Oval just to seeing. I reckon he would have hoped there was a few more 50-metre penalties
see, players are pretty good. Yeah. Once you get a rule, so the old protected area, we had some teething problems, didn't we? We
got
some
frustration.
Yeah. But we're better now, Bill.
Any injuries out of the game?
Tom Liberatore copped a head knock, which we've come to expect with Tom Liberatore, the way he attacks it, but he was okay. Some of the players missing, Adam Law didn't play. Half. Norton, McRae for the Bulldogs, and Wingard, Mitchell, and Gunston missed for the Hawks. So some big names didn't play.
But this is a big hit out because they only get one game, don't they?
That's it.
Yeah. So this is a pretty big hit out. Collingwood take on Geelong down at GMHBA on Friday. So that'll be interesting
and
to have a look.
North Melbourne tomorrow play the Saints at Arden Street, that's what I'm disappointed about with only the one game.
Yes.
Because you get to go back to all these suburban grounds, which is disappointing. We don't get to go out. But Ben Cunnington, he's going to miss that game under the AFL's new concussion protocol, which is very, very strict, Billy. So
what is it? You miss 2 weeks?
Automatic.
10
it's,
days.
It's 12 days, Rabsy.
Oh, sorry, mate.
All right. So whether you might have two games that fall within that time period, you might have one. So
automatic done.
Automatic done. No negotiation, which
good.
Is good for the Docs.
Bloody
takes it out of there.
Exactly right.
Well, something you won't be disappointed about, Rui, is today's show. It's a massive one. We've got Quizzes Brownless doing a hump day quiz on quizzes. So that's going to be very interesting. But up next, one of radio's funny men, Andy Lee. He's got a brand new show on Channel 10. He's going to join us next on The Rush Hour to tell us all about it. Billy and Rui, this is Triple M's Rush Hour, and Channel 10 have a brand new show starting tonight.
Our next guest is the host of a brand new game show starting tonight on Channel 10. So we'll just let him explain.
The Cube is a game of milliseconds.
Milliseconds.
And millimetres.
Millimetres.
These games are all designed for people to sit at home and go,
that looks easy.
But it's difficult. You could be a shot at winning $250,000.
Please welcome Andy Lee.
Oh, yes, indeed. Very dramatic, that little snippet there. He's a friend of the show, superstar of the network, Andy Lee, host of The Cube. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Well, Bartroo, how are you both?
Oh, good. What Very interview well. Number is this, mate?
You know I'd only do one interview exclusively to your show. I'm Rush Hour or nothing. That's always been my policy and it will remain so. Right. A bit worried for JB, though.
Why?
Because Rewald's just settling in nicely. To use one of his phrases, you're not meant to take too many days off. I'm unsure whether JB will get invited back.
No, he's in some strife.
No, he'll come back. So. Guess whose spot he'll take? Hey, The Cube, tell us about it because I've been watching it because it hasn't been promoted much. it looks easy. It looks easy, Andy.
Mate, it's a series of people who haven't seen it, a series of skill games, memory games inside a cube to win $250,000. You get 9 lives as you work your way through the games, but if you get through 7 games, you win $250,000. Mm. It's more about, though, I mean, I thought the show would be about the games or about people's skills and talent. It's mainly about composure. And it's probably the same reason why goal kicking doesn't go so well when people get out in front of the big crowds.
Yeah.
It's like these things should be doable. But if there is $100,000 on the line, and can you do it in the moment?
I'm really excited about this, Andy, because I reckon there's nothing better on than seeing people melt down under pressure.
It is
entertaining to see someone completely melt down. Some would say I did it in front of goals, Andy, as you just mentioned occasionally. But do you get a feel when you get a contestant on whether they're going to be good or not at dealing with
Absolutely.
The pressure?
Absolutely, absolutely. And then there was a couple of times where, and thankfully they've cut them out, but on the most part, but there's a couple of times where I, like you, laughed at someone's misfortune for their brain just absolutely couldn't cope. Spinning wheel on the computer screen is going on inside their head because they just froze and just in a simple task that you had to do in a certain amount of seconds and just froze and didn't even start the game. And I started laughing, and the producers in my ear going, don't laugh, don't laugh. There's a lot of money on the line. Don't laugh, these people. But it's exactly that. I mean, I think sportsmen would be amazing. Both of you would be pretty comfortable in there. Although, I mean, for someone like Nick Rewalt and the big contracts he was on, Billy,
yes.
I wouldn't even entice him with $100,000 on the line. He'd probably scoff at it. But
the old alpaca would be all right. Don't worry.
But you both are pretty confident, particularly you, Bill, and I think confidence plays a big key.
Well, did I hear you say that there was an old, a lady of 70 years of age, and she came up and you're rolling your eyes, and she was unbelievable.
Yeah, you can call her old, Bill. I think she'd even understand that, 70 years of age. But no, you're right. You can't judge a book by its cover. We had some young lads come in who talked a big game, and I thought that they were going to absolutely blitz through it, and they flunked out very quickly. And then a grandma played with her grandson, and you're right, as she kind of walked up, I was preparing my, welcome, thanks very much for coming on, and alas, you didn't make any money speech, but she just was so calm. And the players that are precise, and I've talked about this with a couple of the footy players as well, as they rang and asked about the game show and about the show tonight, I said, the players that have been precise, it's not about being quick necessarily, but there's a special forces saying that goes, or slogan that goes, slow is smooth and smooth is fast. And if you are precise in these games, you'll win a lot of money.
So I'm writing that down. That's a beauty. Slow is fast.
Save it for tomorrow.
No, not slow is smart. Not as slow as fast, Bill.
Slow is smooth. Is fast. But you can put your own spin on it, Bill, by all means. Please, make it.
Shit saying.
Make it your own, Billy.
2 seconds ago was good.
No, shit. Hey, Andy, how
Bill, you might find this interesting because it came from, I was chatting to when Haim and I did some work with the Special Forces when we were doing the radio shows for the troops.
Special Forces.
They had a last challenge, which I know your listeners would be interested in, whereby you had to enter a room, you had to shoot 2 targets, you only had 2 bullets left, you had to drop the magazine, reload another magazine, and finish the last target, by hitting the last target. Jeez. I think it was all within 3 seconds.
Yeah.
And that's where this saying comes from, is the guys that come in and try and rip their magazine out and go gung-ho, they never pass the test.
Right.
But the guys that just were really fluid in motion were the ones that could finish it, and they ended up being, you know, the best of the best of our soldiers. So it's kind of that. I mean, obviously, their stakes are much higher for them than on my show.
Slow is smooth and smooth is fast, Nick.
Yes. That's it.
Yeah, thank you.
Hey, Carlton are going well. You're a great club. They finally had their best and fairest a week ago for last year. How well are they going?
I know. Finally got round to it. I think the right man won. But yeah, I caught up with Teague last night, actually. Just to see how everyone's going, and for the Blues, I'm really, really excited for the year ahead, as are all of them. Obviously, it's a bit of a shorter preseason as we get into it. It's on us pretty quickly this season, which is awesome news for all footy fans.
So he caught up with Teague, Roo.
Yes, Teague and Special Forces. I'm surprised he had time for us today. Bill.
And he's dropped Hamish there a couple of times. I can't believe
it. Hey, Andy, how close do we go? Obviously, we want people to watch the Cube tonight. How close do we actually go to getting some people winning the cash?
Some people go real deep. But the hard part for our show is as I mentioned earlier, you've got to risk it all to keep going. And that's where big decisions came, particularly in these time post-COVID. The money's really important to people. So
they can bail out early and take a lesser amount. Is that right?
Yeah, yeah. We've had people that were not confident with the game that we put in front of them, and off they went with $5,000 or $10,000, because that money meant a lot to them as well. So that made sense to me. But, yeah, there are some players that go real deep.
Hey, fantastic. I'll be watching tonight, 7:30 on Bill. Channel 10.
Thank you very much, mate.
Just across there, I see. Andy Lee hosting the Cube tonight.
He's a star, Andy. See you down at the course, Andy.
Absolutely, bud. Look forward to it.
See you, mate.
Gather round to hear Wisdom Brownless. It's Billy's quote of the day.
Be careful who you trust. Salt and sugar look the same. Get that?
Yeah, good.
Good.
Good. Yeah, I'm thinking.
Mm.
Is that for all the chefs out there?
No. No, it's just be careful who you trust, Rabsy.
Okay.
Because people look the same.
Well, can we trust you to actually run a good quiz?
No. Not at all.
That's coming up next on the Rush Hour. On the brand new listener app and on your radio, this is the Rush Hour with Rui and Billy.
And now, from the studios of Triple M Melbourne, it's the Rush Hour's Hump Day Quiz. Here's your host, Billy Brownless.
Oh, yes, indeed. Quizzes Brownless here, and it's a good Hump Day Quiz this time, Roo boy.
They're all good. This is a great one.
You know what this one's about?
What?
Quizzes.
What's a quiz about?
The quiz is about quizzes.
Oh, like right. Quizzes about quizzes.
Yes, other quizzes in the world that happen in Australia.
I'm with you. I'm catching what you're kicking. Let's go.
On the back of, you brought it to the table.
Yeah, I was waiting for you to get there, Bill. It was my suggestion.
Yeah, it was your suggestion.
Well, why did we?
On the back of Andy Lee, because he's got a brand new quiz show tonight.
He's got the show tonight.
I knew there was something.
One plus one is three.
But we do have a lot of entries there, and we found two good boys we'll go to very shortly. But yeah, I love the other entries and what they say. Joshy Scully said, because Wednesday is Bins Day. That's why he loves the Hump Day Quiz.
Maradona Dunak said, because I admire Bill, he's gorgeous and adorable.
Oh, that's Maradona.
You might want to DM that one, Bill.
We'll have a look at that, old Dunak.
I'm a bit of a fan.
What about Desi 19? What's the funniest smelling thing in the world?
Oh,
no. But we do have two boys here that are going to join us on the Hump Day Quiz, and we must say g'day to them. The first one is, g'day, Lockie.
G'day, Ben. G'day, Rui. G'day, Rapsy.
G'day.
Great to speak to you, mate. Where are you, Melbourne-based?
No, I'm a Sydney man.
Ah, what do you do up in Sydney, mate?
I'm in insurance.
Oh, in the old insurance salesman. Here we go. Yeah, and, of course, you're barrack for the Swannies. How are they going to go this year?
Yeah, 9th to 12th, I think. Not too good.
You reckon, Rui?
Yeah, they'll jump. I reckon they'll be better than last year. Good kids, the Swannies. Sneaky good kids.
Sneaky good kids.
Yeah, because they're a bit off Broadway, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. No doubt about that. Yeah. And we've got Chris there. G'day, Chris.
How are we going, boys?
Good, mate. Who are you barrack for?
The Hawks.
We're not sure about the Hawks this year. What do you reckon?
Oh, I think we'll compete. Maybe just push the eight.
Now, you're the judge, so you've got to judge who rings in first, if it's Chris or Lockie, and they are playing for some magnificent prizes.
Yeah, a $50 St. Andrews Beach Brewery voucher, of course, back open 7 days a week after a little lockdown from last week.
Yes.
You can book online there. And we've got tickets to the NBL Cup. It's on at John Cain Arena. General admission tickets are just 10 bucks, by the way. How good is that? But we've got a few to give away, a double pass to give away. So I don't know about Lockie, because he's up in Sydney, but we'll organise something else if he wins.
Yeah, we will indeed. Okay, boys, you ready to go? Just check your buzzers. Lockie?
Lockie.
Chris?
Chris.
Well, they're good. They're on they're on point here. Righto, here, the first one is an audio question. You got to name this quiz show. Oh, no.
Chris?
Chris, yes.
Oh, Triple M's Rush Hour Quiz.
Oh, wow, on a technicality.
Actually, we give him that.
Kill?
Well, it is.
That actually is the theme
I'm
music.
I'm going to give Chris that because it was Sailor Century. These boys mightn't have been born. How old are you boys?
32.
They were around.
Yeah, Sailor Century. But it is also the Rush Hour Quiz.
Is,
so well done, Chris.
Well done, Chris. Clever. Lateral.
We got another audio question from Sailor the Century.
In the Navy was a hit song for the Billy.
For the Sherbet Band.
That wasn't the right answer. What is the right answer? In the Navy.
Maybe read him the question, Bill.
In the Navy was a hit song for which band?
Lockie, yes, sorry.
Village People?
Well done, Lockie.
In the Navy. Where I caught the tropical disease in the Navy.
We're two questions in.
That was actually you on Sail of the Century.
That was me on Sail of the Century.
How long ago was that, Bill?
That was a while ago.
Do you want to hear it again?
In the Navy was a hit song for the Billy.
For the Sherbet Band.
A little squeaky voice.
A little squeaky voice.
How'd you go?
Well, I won.
You won?
Yes. I was up against Matthew Richardson, Sam Newman, who's very smart.
Very smart, man.
And Michael Long, who answered one question. The quick money, I just went bang, bang, bang. I was too good, boys.
Oh, quizzes brownless.
Oh, quizzes bins brownless.
So what's the score?
1-1.
Ooh. Well done, Roo. You're all over it.
Sharp.
Number three, a multiple choice. So you may want to wait for the four multiple choices. Okay, boys. Which one of the following is not the name of a chaser? A, the Beast. B, Super Nerd. C, the Governess. Or D, the Smack.
Lockie. D, the Smack.
Because that's Brayshaw. Do you watch that? Do you watch the Governess, the lady at the end?
No.
You haven't seen?
No.
Oh, no. Or the Super Nerd. Yeah, Roo. Yeah. Another multiple choice here. You might want to wait for the four. Perfect Match. Did you boys remember that?
No.
What's going on with our quiz?
We've lost the plot.
Perfect Match was a 80s dating show. I reckon Warwick Capra was on it once there.
A whiz.
What was the name of the robot? Was it A, Bins, B, Tin Ed, C, Terminator, or D, Dexter?
Chris.
So.
Is it B, Tin Ed?
No. You got a free shot here, Lockie?
I'll go D, Dexter.
Yes. Well done. He's won. He's won this magnificent quiz.
Guess what? He's up in Sydney.
Look, you're in Sydney, and guess what? You win nothing. No, we'll give him a Triple
M.
We'll sort him out with something.
We've got beanies, and we've got little cricket hats, and we've got stickers.
Got a golf club floating around Melbourne somewhere.
Yeah. nice Triple M pack.
No, we'll get Onions to sort himself something there. And Chris, we'll give you a double pass to the NBL Cup, mate. Tickets at nblcup.com.au.
Chris, do you want to
Thanks for that, Rabsy.
No worries.
We'll just hang on to the St. Andrews voucher ourselves,
Bill. We will. How good was that? Good quiz, that one.
Yeah, ripper. Real good stuff.
I've got to have a talk to you.
Toby, what do you think?
Oh, no.
Toby didn't like it.
No.
Good work.
Your quiz is finished, Bill, but your joke is still to come on the Rush Hour with Rui and Billy, Triple M. Nick Riewoldt, Billy Brownless. This is Triple M's Rush Hour. You can catch us anytime, anywhere on the brand new listener app. I've got to do a quick shout out to my brother, Lukey No Moves. It's his birthday today, Bill.
What's his name?
Luke. Lucky no moves.
No moves.
No moves.
He's got no moves. Lucky no moves. So happy birthday, Lucky
Unlike
no moves.
The old man who had a lot of moves. Centerfold.
You can't go on about that.
For truth, I think.
Well, on tomorrow's show, what stories are trending? And we've got Brayshaw on the show.
Yes.
James.
Jimmy. No James tomorrow. All right. What about Angus? Angus Brayshaw.
Andrew.
Ian Sticks, Brayshaw? Oh, geez, we're struggling.
How many Brayshaws
Henry?
Are there?
So who is it?
We've got
Mark.
Outgoing AFL CEO. Oh. That's a lot of letters. Mark Brayshaw is going to be on the show tomorrow.
Oh, good, because we've got something good to talk to
him
about.
Yes, very interesting.
Very, very interesting.
Fast-moving space, Bill.
Ooh.
Righto.
Yep.
Smooth is fast.
Fast is smooth.
In the day with a laugh. This is Billy's joke.
It's been a big show.
Oh, been a good show, hasn't it? Andy Lee, of course. Watch the Cube tonight. Make sure you watch that.
Yeah. Foreign correspondent joined us.
Michael. Yeah,
yes.
Had posters of you in his bedroom, which is always a bit of a worry.
It's a big story, that.
It's always a good little stroke of the ego, that one, Bill. Mm.
Glad you said ego. and the hump day quiz. Now, I might have told this joke before, but I wanted to do it with Nicholas over here and just see his reaction. But when I was born, Roo,
yes,
I was given the choice. You probably don't know this, but I was given the choice of a long memory or a long doodle. I can't remember what I chose.
We've all seen me.
What day is it?
What day is it? Wednesday.
You sure it's not James back tomorrow?
No. Actually, we shouldn't. Probably shouldn't tell that joke.
Carmen and Queenie are offended.